The government wants it to be cheaper to take public transport from the 1st of July and is proposing halving the price of monthly tickets across the country for 6 months. 6.5 billion kroners being put aside for the proposal, which the government says is aimed at helping households manage rising costs due to the Iran war. It's part of a package of measures worth 17.5 billion kroner, which also include cuts to the fuel tax and support for the agricultural and domestic aviation sectors. Work will soon get underway again at steel producer SSAB's planned electrically powered steel mill in Luleå after an almost 2 month pause sparked by a mysterious illness. About 20 or so workers fell ill, suffering from headaches, dizziness, and nosebleeds, among other symptoms. According to analysis of those cases, the cause is thought to be a combination of dust at the build site, as well as cold and dry air and seasonal viruses, SSAB says. Thousands of tests were carried out during the investigation, but no single substance could be linked back to the symptoms. Household waste in Sweden has dropped by about 70 kilos per person in 10 years, according to figures from the industry body Swedish Waste Management. That's a drop of around 20% over that period. Instead, more materials being recycled. Still, Sweden hasn't met the EU's goal of hitting a 55% recycling rate by 2025 at the latest. Sweden was sitting at about 40% last year. And Swedish pop star Zara Larsson's been recognised at the American Music Awards, or AMAs. Her album Midnight Sun won in the category Breakthrough Album of the Year, while her collab with the UK's Pink Panthers on the song Stateside won Collaboration of the Year. Larsson was nominated in 5 categories all up. And those were Tuesday's headlines at Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another podcast on Wednesday.